I'm so excited to share today's conversation with you. If you're new to the podcast, you are going to love today's guest. And if you've been listening all along, guess who's back? El mero mero, Alejandro Santiago Ortega. He's a community leader, advocate, connector, and overall chingón. Alejandro and I worked together at the Chamber, and during the pandemic, worked hand in hand to make a difference in the Hispanic small business community and advocating for the Spanish-speaking community. We also spent all of 2022 working together on We Live Here Auténtico in collaboration with the amazing Jade Harrell and Bill Smith, who produced our show on St. Louis Public Radio. Last year, Alejandro moved back to California, where he is now joining us from for today's episode.
Trying to see what happens. And we just wanted to do it for like a year, because that was initially the job that moved us to St. Louis. But, you know, life happened to us, and we were almost there for, we were there for 4 years, initially from one that we wanted to be there. And of course, we were open to the plans and open to whatever happened. And that's why, you know, we did all these things. And by working, we met each other. We started this podcast. We got to St. Louis Public Radio. We did amazing, beautiful episodes that I am so proud that, you know, those stories were shared, that those people and amazing humans were able to share their stories of the great work that they're doing in St. Louis. I think that that was just such a beautiful time that we got to experience with all of them and with each other. So, you know, I think that too, that one of the things that led us to move to California, back from where we moved initially, is that we were missing that family aspect. You know, that family aspect. It was really, really important for us. I think that it was not being able to see them often, and especially, you know, seeing my nieces and seeing my in-laws, and they were growing up, and every time that I see them, they're like taller, and they're, you know, they have all these things that they're telling us that we were just not part of. That was really, it was really hard for us to experience. And it was a really hard decision to think of moving back to California when in St. Louis we were able to make a family of our own. You know, it was, oh my gosh. Now looking back at it, it was the hardest thing that I think I've done, saying goodbye to a lot of amazing, beautiful people that we were able to meet in St. Louis. And, you know, in a way, say bye and start all over again in California. Even though we lived here before, even though Adam was born here, we came as different people with different minds, with different goals. Everything was new and continues to be new and continues to be hard and continues to be different. But that is, you know, exciting in some ways. So a lot of things have happened since we released that last episode. And, you know, I think that even though it was at times fun and it was challenging and it was, I was crying and I was happy and I was excited, like all these feelings, I just would not change them, because I think that when I want to look back at my life, of the things that I did, of the things that I've achieved, I want to be like, okay, we did all of those things. We went for it. We, like, you know, it was crazy that we did that. Like, oh my gosh, like where do we take that strength to just do all those things? You know, I want to continue to be that way. And it hasn't been easy, but it's been really gratifying that we continue to just push ourselves to do things. And so fast forward a year, here we are, Gabby. Here we are.
Oh my gosh. So now you're in San Diego by the beach.
In Orange County. Weather. It's Orange County. So we are specifically in an area that's called Newport Beach, Costa Mesa area. So that's specifically the area that we are in between San Diego and LA County. So yes, close to the beach, really close to the beach.
Oh my God, qué envidia to be by the beach with the surf behind you. So what have you been up to? I know you did some soul searching, you got a new position. Tell us about, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, like all the stuff we need to learn so we can learn from you.
So when we moved back, we went to spend time with my in-laws. They live in an area that is like an hour away, an hour and a half from LA, just for reference. And we were there to, one, we wanted to move, and Adam got a job, but I didn't have a job. So the plan was to get a place of our own once I had a job of my own, because we didn't want to get, you know, a place, and then I would have to commute like an hour away, 2 hours maybe, and stuff like that. So we didn't want to get into that trouble. And we lived with our in-laws for about 3 to 4 months, I think. Maybe, yeah, around that, around something like that. And it was one of the most beautiful times that I've had in the past years. You know, I think that when I met Adam and I met his family, we were living in San Diego, and then we moved to St. Louis, and then we were doing all these things. And we were with them during holidays. We were with them with like max time, like 1 week. And so being with them and living with them was just a beautiful experience that we were all able to share. They got to know me in a way that they didn't experience before. Because you get to know somebody when you spend time with them, you know, when you are with them. And so they got to know me in that manner. I got to know them as well. You know, we would go on walks. I would go pick them up from school. I started teaching one of them how to drive. We would go on walks and we would talk, and it was just such a beautiful experience that I was able to share with them. And I needed that. I needed that. We all needed that. And it was just such a beautiful time. And during that time, I was also finding my career purpose. Like, what do I want to do? Where do I want to be? What do I want to do with my skills? And, you know, I think of myself as somebody that I can do many things. I can be, you know, I just think that I can do many things. And sometimes that can be a challenge because I don't know really what is it that I'm going to do. And so that took around 3 to 4 months to find. And closer towards the end of the year, that's when I found the position that I'm in right now. And that's why we are now in Orange County. I'm working for a public official here in the area, and we have been able to do so many things with that office, helping specifically, you know, with me, helping the Latino community, helping the immigrant community, and helping the unhoused community in the area. There's so much need also in this community, and I've been able to use what I've learned throughout the years and put it to use here in the community. And then at the same time, you know, like finding my way in this community, even though I've lived in California before, this is a different community that I haven't lived in yet. So finding friends, finding you know, my area, what's around us, who to connect, who to meet, it has been a learning curve, but I like that. I like that newness of it all, because it feels like everything is new. We're exploring. Let's go here. Let's go there. And it's been great. So you know, a lot has happened too, but it's been really fun to do all those things and kind of like, in a way, start from zero.
Yeah, and it sounds like I heard you maybe not talk about it, but I feel like you're slowing down, right? And maybe enjoying smelling the flowers, smelling the roses a little bit more. But also that what we've talked about before is finding that place of belonging, right? You found it here in St. Louis, but then the family aspect was still missing. So now that you're back in California, belonging with the family and being a part of their everyday life, and then also finding your way around now in your new community where you are.
That is, yes, I have been taking more time to just like be present in the moment. Something that I wasn't. It's not that I wasn't doing it. I was just not conscious about it. And now I'm trying to be more, putting more effort into doing it. Spending just, time with family and with Adam. And I've also been able to go to Oaxaca more. During those 4 months, that I was with my in-laws, I went to Oaxaca for a longer time, something that I haven't done before. So I moved to the US almost 7 years ago. And in those 7 years ago, I've been back to Oaxaca, but it's always been, a few days. And in those days, you are just trying to do so much. You want to go visit your friends, you want to go say hi to everybody. And I tried to do my best to allocate time to everybody, but it's short. It's just short, and you can only do so much in a short time. And so this last year, I was able to go and spend longer, even like so much longer than I've ever been before since I moved to the US. And that was something also that I was like, you know what? I missed this part. I missed my family. I missed the food. I missed the sounds. I missed the places that I saw growing up, the sounds, the weather, everything that I haven't experienced in a long time. I was able to just take a minute and realize that I was missing it. And I made the effort to spend time with every member of my family and go out for breakfast, go out for coffee, and go out for dinner, and just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And it was just so gratifying to sit with them, be with them, look at them, and be like, it's been 6 years, it's been 5 years. How are you doing? Where are you now? And this is me. And because I've changed so much in the past 5 years, I'm a complete different person than the person that I was when I moved to the US. And so I think that just what you said, that I've been taking more time to be to smell the flowers and to do all those things, it is exactly what I have been doing. I think that life afforded me this time because I needed to connect back with myself, and then I needed to connect back with my family. And I did that, and it has been just such a blessing that my eyes opened to that. I have been surrounded by so much love, and that has been just such a beautiful thing to experience.
One thing that I'm listening to is I can't believe that it was only 7 years ago that you moved to the US. So definitely you're a different person after having lived in Missouri for some time and in California to go back. Wow.
And although like when I say 7 years, to me it just feels like it feels like just happened. It feels like I just left. That I took that plane that one January 1st of 2017, and it just feels like it happened not long ago.
So literally 7 years, January 1st,
Yeah.
2017, your 7 year anniversary just happened or will happen a couple of days from today.
Yeah. So it's just, it is, it's crazy. It, that's what it is. Like, I just can't believe that it happened so fast. But you know, I think that that time that I've had this past month since I moved from St. Louis, it was really rocky, you know, like moving out of St. Louis, it was kind of fast. We just had a month and we had to say goodbye to a lot of people. I had to move out of the job that gave me so much, you know, working for the Congresswoman was one of the biggest privileges and one of the biggest honors. And it just gave me so much happiness and so much joy to be in that office, to be with all of my coworkers that I, to this day, I just love so much. And then, you know, selling our home and finding, it was just very, very draining time. You know, after, once we were here in California and, you know, the few weeks after we were here, it just felt like, okay, like when do we go back? Because my body was just not like, it was just not there yet, you know?
Yeah, and it wasn't assimilating.
Yeah, in my mind, my body, it was just missing. It was missing, the people that I met. I was missing you. I was missing my coworkers. I was missing a lot of people. It was just like I got ripped from my family as well, and so it was a really hard time to process all of those emotions and feelings, while at the same time, you know, trying to be like, what do I want to do? While at the same time, being there for my family and connecting with them. So it was a really tough time at the beginning, but it allowed me to think more in depth about what was going on in my life. And I think that as people listen to this, I think that it is important to sometimes just like take some time to learn about where you are and what you're feeling and the circumstances around you, and you know, just be kind to yourself and learn about those things, and just, you know, move forward, keep going.
Yeah, I'm not trying to guilt you, but you definitely left a big hole and a gap in St. Louis, but you also left like so much to look forward to, and you impacted so many people. Like even you leaving and selling your house to someone we know, and you introducing me to Ben, and you doing all these things, like you left a legacy here. And so I just want you to acknowledge that and be proud that I know it was hard to move back. But you know, we'll always have you back for one. But you made a huge difference here. And I think everybody also misses you as much as you miss all of us.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
What lessons would you say, like maybe two things specifically out of the last year, would you say that would be something for listeners to think about? I know you said like be conscious of where you are and be present. Anything else?
I think one of the things that I would say is kindness towards ourselves. It was like I was mentioning, it was a really challenging time for me to get out and start just from zero again. And there were all these doubts in my head about like, well, what am I gonna do now? I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I should do that. I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm prepared. What are people gonna say? What are people gonna think? Like all these voices in my head just came to me because I was in a fragile state. I was like really sad. I was really emotional. I was also at the same time really excited and happy that I was in California and just close to family. You know, like all these feelings were just very, you know, very opposite from each other, were happening in myself at the same time. I was happy and I was sad. I was excited, but I was also nervous. So I just found that not in the time, in the time I was really feeling it, and in the time I was really sad, and in the time I was really, you know, it was really confusing, but it was always that little of like that little voice in my head of like, it's okay, you're fine, you know, and finding those things that ground you, finding those things or those people that can help you with that burden. And to me, you know, that was Adam. To me, that was you. That was just, you know, friends and family that I would tell, like, I'm feeling sad, like I'm crying, you know, I'm doing all these things, like it's too much. And now looking back, I feel like I did my best and I tried my best to be kind to myself when I was feeling all those confusing emotions at the same time. And you know, I continue to move in that. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes I'm just like, oh my gosh, like so last year, this time I was with my coworkers in Washington, D.C., and I was just having the best time, you know, like looking at the Capitol for the first time and being in the session where they were going to elect the Speaker of the House. Those things to me, just like, I cannot believe that I was doing that. To me, to this day, I'm just like, what the heck? How did this happen to me? Like, that's insane. You know, and I just like continue to be just a lot of gratitude and a lot of kindness to myself. I think that I learned that I need to do that for myself. And then I can just give that away to people around me. That was a big lesson for me last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can definitely see where we're being kind to yourself, right? Because we're always so nice to other people and intentionally inspire other people. But sometimes we don't give ourselves that grace, right? That self-talk mm-hmm. in your head where you doubt yourself or you question. So that's a really good point, because I think we all need to be nicer to ourselves. If we talk to other people the way we talk to ourselves in our head, I think it would not go very well, right? It wouldn't be inspiring at all.
Yeah. And one of the things that helped me with that I started at the beginning of last year, is that I was doing, I was journaling, and I was writing just like what I was feeling, or like the things that I did that day, or, you know, whatever. And so initially I started writing years ago, but it just didn't work. I just didn't do it. I didn't stick with it. And it just didn't happen. I just didn't do it. And I found that writing in a way that I was talking to my future self, that is what led me to be to me for to continue to do it more often. And so I started writing, you know, thinking of when I'm older and when I'm like 50, 60, and I go back to my journal. So when I was like 29, 30, and just read what I was doing, what I was experiencing, the things that I was, you know, thinking, or the places that I was visiting. I really wanted for me to be able to read those things when I'm older, or that when I have, you know, kids or like family, that they were able to know about their grandpa, or like, you know, somebody very distant that they didn't get to meet. So that's how writing that way, it was easy for me to stick with. And then at the same time, I noticed that I was more mindful about what I was feeling, what I was thinking, and the things that I was going through. So during that time that I moved from St. Louis to California, that was a really hard time, but then also a really exciting time. I wrote all of that. Everything I wrote, all the crying, all the confusion, all the excitement, all the people that I was missing, all the, like, the things that I was doing to like get out of my mind, I wrote those things. And it was a really important exercise that I feel like if I didn't do it that way, I don't know if I were able to really understand what I did and what I was feeling and how to like be kind to myself and learn from those things. So that was a useful thing that I did.
That's great. I've always gone back and forth with journaling, and that was my intention for this year to start trying to do it again. It doesn't help me to just have a blank book. So having prompts is what's helping me, where I ask myself, you know, certain questions. But that's a really good point about journaling, because I think a lot of times it helps you be more in tune with what we're even feeling, right? Like, how often do we ask ourselves, what am I feeling? Or those thoughts like kind of go through your head, but you don't necessarily think. Like, sometimes I feel like you have anxiety or you have a feeling, pero no sé si estoy enojada or estoy triste or like what. Sometimes that feeling is hard to determine. So I think that that's a really good idea, the exercise that you did. Is there anything that you're looking forward to in 2024? I don't know if you set goals, intentions, or just like crazy what happens, happens, right? Because change is something that will always be a part of our life. And so the only thing we can do is try to, you know, look at it head on and deal with it the best we can. But what are you looking forward to this year?
Yeah, so like what you said, change is a constant in our lives. And I've embraced that. I know that there's always something that's going to happen, and that there's always something that's just going to, you know, change in our lives. And I'm happy with it. I'm excited about change, and I embrace it, and I you know, go with it. So this year, I want to do it all. I want to do the things that excite me. I want to do the things that just that make me happy. What are those things? I don't know. I have no idea. I have no clue. But, you know, I'm if there's an opportunity that knocks on my door, I'm going to see how that works. I'm going to, I feel like this is the year of no fear. I'm not going to let my fears or my anxieties or like all those things to move me away from exciting things that I can do that I haven't done before. So I want to just continue with that. You know, I wanna take those opportunities that knock on my door and say, yes, let's go, let's do it. I'm on board. How does that look like, Gabby? I have no idea, but you know, we'll see.
Well, that's the fun part, right? Figuring that out. Is it going to be skydiving? Are you going to start, you know, fishing? I don't know. Things that you haven't done yet.
One of the things that actually I'm going to start next week is I'm going to learn French. I'm going to start French classes with Adam. And so I am very excited because at some point in my life, I want to live in France. And I want to be able to speak, and I want to be able to also learn another language. And what a better way than to learn French with my best friend in the world. And so when Adam and I met in law school, we were in the same law school, but we were never classmates. And so this is going to be the first time that we are, you know, in a classroom learning together. And so I'm really excited to do that. And at least this year is the year, at the bare minimum, the year of learning French.
Very cool. And weren't you in Europe this summer?
Yeah, I went for the first time to Europe. And that was also like something, I'm telling you, last year was just such a crazy year. And I feel like it was the year that it was just a bizarre year. Like, it was a year of first of doing things for the first time, but then it was also the year of like a lot of sadness. So anyway, it was really great. It was the first time that I went with Adam and my in-laws. We were in Paris, and we were in London, and we went in Oxford, and we just had the best time. I think that we had like a structured plan. But then we also were just like, let's just go and walk and see what we find and just get on the metro and like live here and like, let's go upstairs and see what's out there. And we just had the best time. We were just living our best lives. And I feel like I just want to do that. I truly just want to live my best life. I feel like I tried to live by that every day. And I hope that I'm doing it.
I love that. That is a great thing that we should all think about, right? Like getting up every day and just our intention is to live our best life every day, whatever that looks like.
Honestly, I just feel like I just feel like we have just such a short time that at least we have to be intentional about enjoying our time and share what we feel and tell those that we love them and tell our friend, I miss you, or, hey, I hope you're well. And, you know, just be mindful about the time that we have and what you're doing with it. I live my best life. Sometimes I can't, you know, for whatever reason, but I try my best.
Right. It's the intention is to enjoy every minute of the day and live your best life. But sometimes things get in the way.
Are you going to live your best life this year or what?
I'm trying to live my best life every year.
Honestly.
Definitely. There's so much to do in the community. And like, again, I mean, this is one of the reasons why you left the big hole, because we need you with legislation and other stuff. And so we're trying to figure things out on our own. But you definitely left a legacy and a starting point for us in St. Louis. So I just want to say thank you for today, obviously, but for your friendship, for your continued support. I know your hand is still here because I hear every once in a while, oh, Alejandro helped me with this, or Alejandro did this thing. So thank you for the long arm reach from San Diego, from the coast.
Yeah.
To make St. Louis a better place.
I mean, not because I am away doesn't mean that I am not like present, you know. If anybody that's listening right now, you need help with anything, I'm happy to provide help, assistance, to talk with you, whatever it is, introduce you to people. If you're looking to move to California, I'm kidding, but you know, all of that stuff. Happy to stay connected with everybody. And then I do want to hear about what are the things that you're doing to live your best life this year.
Yeah, that would be great. We'd love to hear that.
No, you tell me. What are the things
that you're... You want me to tell you?
Tell us.
How am I living my best life? Oh my gosh. I also have... We actually just had a session last Friday with our group of colleagues about how we're all going to be intentional for 2024. So we all shared kind of what we want to accomplish and how we want to be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I have on my plan is to not work so much. One, because my boss keeps getting on my case about it. And two, which is great, right? Like, how often does your boss tell you, you are working too much, stay home.
Balance.
Or don't turn on the computer. But also because I'm setting a bad example for the people that work with me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I do need to live my life. I mean, although I love what I do, and whether it's my work job or my other passions, I still need to take time to take care of me and fulfill that cup, so that I can do a better job in what I want to accomplish, right? So I'm going to live my best life this year by doing more self-care, much like what you said, like kind of just do what I want. Stop worrying about can I, should I, and just do it. So I don't know what that looks like. Definitely for sure, I want to take more vacation, so travel. So I might end up the paracaidista over there in your neck of the woods.
Listen,
that's one of the plans. And then even just relaunching Authentico, right? Like, I'm such a chicken shit that when you left, I'm like, oh my God, I can't do it without him. And then you and I talked about like, hey, what could it look like? And then I just realized like I need to get out there. And so part of living my best life this year is the podcast, is continuing to have a voice and continuing to advocate for the people in the community, as well as for the things affecting the community. So hold me accountable to that, because that's what I want to do this year.
Listen, this, you know, I feel like regardless of this year, I think that we have to be fearless about the things that we want to do, about the things that we want to accomplish, about, you know, those dreams that we have. We have to be fearless. We have to go get it. And then at the same time, taking care of ourselves. That's really, really key, and live our best lives. I feel like that's the title of this episode, living our best lives. How are you doing?
That's the theme for the whole year. What are you talking about?
The whole year. For a lifetime. Are you kidding me? We have to live our best lives. That's what's up. And
yes.
I think that it just looks different to everybody. And it is something that's ever changing as well. Because right now that I'm just freshly 31, I am not going to be the same person in the next 2 years when I'm like 40, when I'm 50. I'm going to think something else. I'm going to be wanting something else, you know, and that's fine. That's why it's a thing that you have to do with yourself to always learn about you, to always know about what you want, where your mind is, the goals that you have, the things that you want to do. They're always going to change, and you have to sit down with yourself literally and ask yourself, what brings me joy? What is not making me happy? You know, what are things that I can change? What are things that I can do? What are things that I have never done that I want to do? And do it, you know, find ways to do it. And again, live your best life.
Yeah, I think that you hit a good point right there too, that living your best life looks very different for a lot of people. And often, I think, especially because of social media, we think that living your best life is more partying or fun stuff or social things. But I mean, sometimes for me, living my best life is sitting down with a good book, right? Just with my hot cup of tea and a book, or getting to the beach and reading something. Maybe it's learning French. Mm-hmm. So your best life doesn't have to be a party atmosphere all the time, or I don't know, material things. I think sometimes we look at those as living our best life. So
yeah,
it's really important to recognize that at all the stages of our lives, it could be from month to month, day to day, that could change.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, really different to everybody in like individually. So I think that it is important for you to learn what those things look like. And it can look like everything. It can look like, you know, taking that, scheduling that doctor's appointment that you haven't been able to do it because you're always working. But you go check your body and see if you're healthy and see if like there's things that you can do. You know, do a little breathing exercise before you go to bed so that you go fully relaxed. You know, there are so many things that we can do to live our best lives. And we just got to like learn what those things are.
Definitely. So I feel like you've kind of mentioned it already, but I have to ask you. So this year we're changing. I'm changing. I have to stop saying we, right? Because you're not here with me anymore. I am changing the question. So what does living your best life authentically mean for you in 2024?
I think that this year, what that means is being fearless and being kind. That's what it is. I want to make those decisions by not having fear about what people are going to say, what, you know, like what it would look like. I think that that is important, but then also with structure, you know, it's not that I'm gonna just do something crazy the next day without really thinking how to get to the next step. I think that I like to, whenever I do things, I like to have a plan of like how that's gonna work out. But you know, the decision at the end of the day might be like a little crazy, but then it is like, okay, how do we get there? For example, I wanna go and live in Paris at some point. That's what I wanna do. And Adam and I will talk about it, and at some point, that's what I want to do. But Does it mean that we need to live there for 3 years? Does it mean that we need to live there for 4 years? No, it means maybe it's like a summer. Maybe it's like a month, you know? I don't know, it can look very different, but just being like fearless about it and say like, really? In Paris, you wanna live there? Like, that's crazy. Like, you're like, that's not gonna happen. It's like, it can happen. I don't know how, but it can. We'll see how it goes. And then just change your, you know, your mind as you learn more about how that goal can be achieved. And it's not necessarily 3 years, but maybe it's just like a month. And once you look at it, you're like, okay, well, I'm open to the changing of the plan. And it's okay and it's fine. So I feel like I'm gonna do that this year of the decisions that I make, you know, just be fearless about the ultimate goal, but have a plan on how to achieve that goal. That we need to live there for 3 years, doesn't mean that we need to live there for 4 years. No, it means maybe it's like a summer. Maybe it's like a month, you know? I don't know, it can look very different, but just being like fearless about it and say like, really? In Paris, you want to live there? Like, that's crazy. Like, you're like, that's not going to happen. It's like, it can happen. I don't know how, but it can. We'll see how it goes. And then just change your, you know, your mind as you learn more about how that goal can be achieved. And it's not necessarily 3 years, but maybe it's just like a month. And once you look at it, you're like, okay, well, I'm open to the changing of the plan. And it's okay and it's fine. So I feel like I'm gonna do that this year of the decisions that I make, you know, just be fearless about the ultimate goal, but have a plan on how to achieve that goal.
Gracias, Alejandro, for your time and insight. I really appreciate you sharing how your journey continues, because that's why we started the podcast, Junior and I, in 2017, to make sure that we share our Latino voices and our lessons learned. And I love that Alejandro talked about being fearless and kind in 2024. We can all use a dose of that. So thank you, dear listener. This podcast is changing people's lives, inspiring people because of you. So thank you so much for showing up, for listening, for sharing with your networks, for giving me topic ideas, and so much more. I really appreciate you. I also want to remind you that I just launched a guest blog opportunity. So if you've been thinking of writing or sharing your story, ahora es cuando, listos? You can submit your blog post right from the website at AuthenticoPodcast.com. Hasta la próxima!